This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
BJ and Jamie.
For $500,000, if somebody said, I will buy your dog for $500,000 and take care of it, would you do it?
No.
100% no.
Yes.
I'm with you.
BJ.
Trust me, my dog will get used to that person within a week. And I'll get used to my bank account.
Jamie.
Would you let your wife sleep with somebody else for $1 million?
Oh, yeah.
You don't even have a wife.
I don't even have to think about that one, though. If I had a wife, yes. Yes.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Five 54. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the air. 554, 54 degrees. Going to be around 75 today. Beautiful day. This is KALC Radio right here in lovely Denver, Colorado. Also known as Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. You can find us anywhere and listen anywhere in America. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I am good. Ready for the weekend. It's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't have a lot of plans for the weekend, but I just love the weekend.
Yeah.
I think everybody
watch football.
You don't have to have plans, right? Hey, Spadell, how are you?
I'm doing good.
How's your car little charity case going?
It's going well, actually. I got up to $130 yesterday.
What?
$130 yesterday.
Oh, I thought you said $230.
No. Wow. Well, total between both days, I've gotten up to $240.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
We're going to pay for that dog.
Yeah. It's going well.
That dog surgery, right?
Yep. Got to get her toe removed on Monday.
When are you going to do that? Monday?
Monday morning.
Monday.
7:30.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad's going to drop her off.
Well, good luck with that, buddy.
Thank you.
I know that's something that's really bothering you right now.
Yeah, it's literally all I can think about.
Yeah. Spadil's got a dog that's got is it the middle toe?
It would be your middle finger.
Well.
So, like, dogs only have four instead of five, right? So.
No, I thought they had three. What am I thinking of, a lizard?
I guess.
So they only have four, huh?
Yeah.
Man, you learn something every day.
They said it's a weight-bearing toe.
Yeah, you learn something every day with this show, don't you?
Right.
Dogs have four toes, folks.
Sometimes they have a dewclaw, which people mistake as a thumb, but yeah.
Gotcha, a thumb. All right, thank you, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, a weekend is here. It's going to be really nice this weekend. Broncos, they kick off their home schedule this weekend. I think the city's pretty excited. They could go 3-0. With the Jets coming to town, right?
Oh, they're definitely going 3-0. The Jets suck.
Yeah, the Jets suck.
They're going to roll
Dude,
over them.
Be careful how you say the Jets suck. Remember what Jamie said earlier this week? She smells an upset.
Oh.
She smells
That's it. Right.
Remember
She's
usually that?
Right about that stuff, too.
I know. She also, along with I, predicted that they would have a good season this year. We're 2-0 already, so we're on a good roll right now. If she nails this one, look out, man. Look out, we're never going to hear the end of it. Nope, because she claimed earlier this week that we're going to overlook the Jets, and the Jets being a sucky team, they're going to come in here and pounce on us.
Well, I'm confident in saying that they're going to roll over the Jets.
All right, well, good for you, man. I'm glad you got all the confidence around here. The rest of us don't. All right, quick break. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Just getting rolling here on this Friday. Headed into the weekend. You stay where you are. We will be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Everybody here in the studio. Oh, by the way, good morning, Jamie.
Oh, hey. Did we get everything fixed?
No, I think so. I think we're up and running now. But everybody here in the studio is saying, thank God it's Friday. I don't know what it was about this week. But I feel like a lot of people are saying that.
Yeah, I don't know either, but it was just, I think it's because it's so crazy. We have homecoming week, so it feels like there's just so much to do and so much going on and all that stuff.
Now, Ralphie is a sophomore, right? I was thinking about this yesterday. I was outside just kind of, you know, tooling around. How Ralphie came up, I have no idea. It was the whole homecoming thing. Now, I'm trying to remember. When I was in school, were you allowed to go to homecoming?
Homecoming, you were. Prom, you weren't.
Yeah, everyone's allowed to go to homecoming.
Homecoming is open to everybody, but prom, you had to be asked by a junior or senior.
Yeah.
It's been so long ago.
I know.
I can't remember.
I know, that's how they do it. Yeah, and yesterday, it was so cool. I mean, the way they do it now, listen, when I was in homecoming prom, the word food truck had never been invented.
Yeah.
But the entire parking lot yesterday was full of food trucks because they don't have school today. And I don't know, it just seems so fun.
Yeah.
You know, all the activities and all this. I don't remember having all those activities.
Oh, yeah, it's prep week.
Pep
week.
Well,
it's
awesome. We call it HOCO week. But
yeah.
Yeah. So ours is HOCO week, but you could be prep week was so.
What is HOCO?
90s. homecoming.
Mean? Oh, homecoming week.
Yeah.
I couldn't put that together. HOCO. I thought it was like going to Benihana's or something.
Yeah, it's HOCO. It's their special along with Happy Family.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you do the bonfire and everything that they do at the school?
Yeah, they do all that stuff.
But we did it
illegally.
Yeah, so did we.
Yeah, ours was illegal.
It was never sanctioned. It was never on school grounds because then you were accused of burning down the school.
Yeah, no.
Or attempting to.
Yeah, no, it was always off grid. And we had something called strip pits, which was the mines, had these big open areas where you could fall into a big crevice and die.
Yeah.
And it's because strip pits. And so, yeah, I mean, literally I had my 78 Ford Bronco because my dad didn't have a lot of money and he was a teacher. And so I had a 78.
Bronco 78 was a nice vehicle.
Well, it really wasn't. It was really, really old. But it's okay. And we go out there. And then one day, BJ, true story. So we're driving out there in the strip pits. I get out of my truck. And I go all the way down into the earth. I step into the earth.
Yeah.
Like literally, and I'm holding on to the railing. And then Jolie pulls me back up. We have no idea how deep that was.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Wow.
That's no joke right there.
Now, back to the bonfire. Yeah. I wonder what, because like Jamie said with hers and mine, it was never sanctioned by the school.
Mm-hmm.
It was never on school grounds. Now, at what point did some person associated with the school, like a superintendent or somebody, drive by one of those and go, wow, that's a good idea. We should bring that onto campus.
I don't know, because ours was in our parking lot at Thunder Ridge.
I know.
Because
yeah.
Awesome.
You've got
students. Yeah, Thunder Ridge totally lights up the parking lot.
You've got students carrying like a couch over to
the
bonfire.
No, they do pallets.
Yeah, they do pallets. That's what ours was. We would throw stuff in if we wanted to, but like the school wasn't encouraging
us
to
bring
stuff.
Well, see, and that's the thing with our unsanctioned ones is there's a few people that have lost an eye, an arm, because people throwing gas cans.
I'm going to tell you, you're exactly right. When you get back to the ones that were not sanctioned off campus, buddy, they burnt everything. They threw tires in.
Yeah.
I remember all this.
And you're breathing it.
Yeah. It was bad.
The worst ones is where they made little bombs and they'd explode and then there's a kid that's still not right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's actually a sad story because they put an oil can in there and it shot out and it took him out.
And somebody at some point looked at these and said, oh, wow, what a celebration. We should bring that onto campus and sanction that.
A
big, huge fire right next to the school.
Well,
wow, this
like
is great.
At Thunder Ridge and all that, they have the fire department and everything.
Oh, yeah, and they've got barriers around the fire so that kids can't charge in there.
Yeah, I mean, they're far away from it.
Yeah.
But and he said it was only like it lasted like a half an hour or whatever, but it was cool.
It?
Yeah. But then they had all the food trucks and everything. I don't know. It just seems so fun. And then tonight is the football game. So it's a big old football game tonight. And then tomorrow night it's homecoming.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
now, is Ralphie a part of the band at school?
No.
He just plays instruments.
Well, no, he did. It kind of irritates me because he's in all of the honors and
all the
APs. He doesn't have room because he took double math.
Yeah.
Listen, people, he's adopted, okay? I don't know him either. But there's no room. He didn't want to give up.
He doesn't have any time.
He doesn't want to. No, they won't. He doesn't want to give up any of his credits.
Right.
For band.
All you have to give up credits to do that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because it's in class.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh my God, this is so crappy.
Well, I know he performs at all the you know, the talent shows and things like that. Or used to. Used to.
Well, he used to be in band last year. Well, next year he's going to, because he just needed to do double math to catch up with math. And so the next year he'll be in band.
He's just taking a year off.
Are there a lot of homecomings throughout the city this morning or this weekend?
I think they're everywhere. Yeah, I think
text data is 51059. You got a homecoming going on? As Jamie, I have no idea. The last time I went to a high school football game was maybe just a couple of years ago, but I did go down to Jeffco Stadium and watch a football game.
Yeah,
time.
It's fun though, right?
Probably the best football game, if you put the pros, college, everything together, it probably goes in line. The best is high school. By far.
Yeah, because everybody's dressed. And I don't know. It's just fun.
Pros are third. College is even better than pros. Mm-hmm.
But can we also, along with Is It Your Homecoming, can we talk about the girls' dresses?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't know what I'd do if I had a girl and she was dressed like that.
We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. The girls' dresses. That ought to hold you over. Right? Next.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, before we get to me.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't laughing at you.
Before we get to me.
Yes.
Quickly.
Yeah.
Prom dresses.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to get to you.
Why?
Because it is hysterical.
No, it's not. And in fact, it's not even worthy of being on the air. It's very boring.
Oh, I'm sorry. But when I tell you secrets off the air, you always bring them to the people.
I disagree. We need to talk about this.
Yeah. All right. Yep. So prom dresses, and then we must get to the beach.
Prom dresses first.
Oh, look, a point and a laugh.
Guys, when I tell you, I think you're going to understand.
Okay. All right. Anyway, prom dresses. Let's talk about that. Okay, so let me show you a picture of one of my friends. No names, please, okay? And let me show you a picture. I should have pulled this up. Of one of my friends and what his daughter's wearing. It's his daughter, okay?
Uh-oh.
And he seems okay with it.
He approved of it?
Yeah. Here's a picture of him.
All right.
All right. So.
Oh, my. Whoa, buddy.
He did not approve.
Oh, my God. How do you, first of all, how do you let your daughter dress like that, number one? And then he put it, obviously you can see, he put it on Facebook like he's fine with
it. He's proud of it?
Yeah.
Here's what I think happens when you have a daughter. Now, I've never had a daughter. I've got four boys, okay? Right. Three, which are grown. But I think when you have a daughter, when you get to this point where she's walking out to go to the prom or the homecoming dance dressed like that, I think that it's an evolution, Jamie. I think somewhere along the way, she started dressing this way slowly.
Right?
And you get to a point where you're like, okay, well, it's all good. It's all good. You're conditioned. You get conditioned to it, okay?
Yeah. So she slowly hoochied.
She hoochied up.
Inch by inch, she hoochied.
She hoochied.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Inch by inch hoochie. That should be a hashtag on Twitter.
Yeah, it really should.
Yeah, inch by inch hoochie. And then you get at some point where you're a dad, you go, well, yeah, there was nothing wrong with yesterday's outfit.
Right.
This one's fine, too.
Okay,
but
that makes sense.
She's so young.
She is so young, and not to make you look at it again, because she's obviously, you know, 15, but is it just me, or are we almost looking at her vagina?
I mean, I wasn't going to say anything.
I'm like, what is that? How short can we go? And listen, I'm not trying to be a stick in the mud or anything like that, but I just feel like, back in my day, it's like homecoming and prom was a little more classy, I think. I feel like my dresses were almost conservative.
Even in 2000, like when I was going to high school, it was pretty, I mean, they had a little bit of cleavage, but that was about it. Yeah. It wasn't anything going up.
No, we had cleavage, but we didn't have cooch.
I'm surprised that the schools don't have some type, and it's not the school's responsibility, don't get me wrong, okay?
Right.
But I'm surprised they still don't have a criteria.
Well, they kind of do. Some of them do, but then parents flip out and whatever, and so I think they're at a point where, like, whatever.
Well, it is up to the parent.
Yeah.
If you know that your daughter's leaving the house dressed like this, it's kind of on you at that point.
I mean, I do remember, like I said, I feel like I had some fur around my boobs or something, like so a boa thing around my boobs. And I'm sure my dad was just like, oh my God, what is she wearing?
You still have a picture of her?
Oh my God, you're so...
Fur around the boobs.
Okay, creepy.
You're so weird.
You got fur around the boobs.
So I was like 15. Well,
just
and that's
just
weird.
The term fur around the boobs.
Yeah, boobs with the fur. It's instead it's boobs with the fur.
I had an uncle like that. He had a very hairy chest.
Furry boobs is what we call them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and then some girls, and not to take away from you parents that, you know, your daughters are gorgeous and they dress like we have some salespeople and their daughters are just dressed to kill and they look gorgeous and all that. But there are a few that you're like, wow, that is, we got something going on there. Yeah. Yeah, that's a whole lot of.
It's going to cause some attention.
Yeah,
right there.
That's hot.
Yeah.
You know,
it's his daughter, so what
yeah,
do we do?
No, I know he's right? allowed. I mean, I was shocked that he put her on Facebook like he was proud of her.
Well,
but you know, he is, so that's good. I guess, right?
And to each his own.
And then his like, and you see it. It's like, don't worry, I'm a gun owner. It's like,
I'm going to be cleaning my shotgun when the guy comes by.
Well, you know what's funny is I got a lot of pushback yesterday because I posted a picture that we were at Men's Warehouse. And Men's Warehouse yesterday was a zoo. Holy hell, you guys.
I can't even imagine.
Oh, my God. I felt so bad for all the parents that were coming in and saying, like, hey, can we rent a suit? And the guy's like, basically like, I'm sorry, folks, Wally World's closed. He'd say, like, the suits have been rented out for months. Like, they're gone. And they like, what? And he's like, your only option is a tuxedo. Oh.
Well, it's very common for an event like this with so many schools having their homecoming or prom or whatever it may be,
yeah.
that they do get in that bind where they, you know, they're out of suits. But now this year with the shortage on everything is a shortage. It's even more so probably.
Yeah, you're right. I bet you're right.
Well, and you're at the tail end of wedding season too.
That's true.
So that plays a part.
So there were a couple of groomsmen there.
Yep.
But mostly it was just parents like freaking out, just like, oh my God, is there anywhere to get? And then everybody's like, why is your son wearing a suit? Why are you at Men's Warehouse? It's just a nice shirt and pants. And I'm like, listen, I said the same thing. I literally said the exact same thing to my son. But guess what? I was absolutely wrong. They're wearing suits. Okay?
They are wearing suits.
They're wearing suits. And it's just a thing. And yeah. They're all wearing suits. And I thought, you know, because back in my day, they wore nice pants and a sweater.
Yeah.
We wore a suit. We actually wore a suit.
Really? Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did like the dress pants and the dress shirt, maybe a tie. But now it's a thing with the younger generation. They love dressing up.
Yeah,
they
they're wearing the suits. He even got a damn vest. And then his girlfriend, who I like, this is not a slam against her, but she just decided at the last minute to change her color of her dress.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Listen, I get it. I would be the same way. But so the tie that we rented to go with the suit does not match her dress now.
Oh no.
So I didn't look at the price, right? So I went over and she sent me a swatch of her dress. So I went over to the tie table at Men's Warehouse and I was like, ooh, this one matches. I go over.
Oh.
I didn't look.
Oh.
I didn't look.
I thought you were going to say it was a lot because ties can get expensive.
I didn't look. $85.
Yeah. You need to go to Kohl's.
I didn't want to cause a scene because there was a long line.
Yeah.
So what I did is I quietly paid the $85 with my credit card. And then as I was exiting, I leaned over to the girl. She was very nice. I go, hey, can I bring this back if I find a different one at Kohl's? And she goes, yeah, no problem. I go, okay, thank you.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Oh, my. $85 for a tie?
Because he's only going to wear it once.
Oh, my God. Yeah, if that, because the color's off anyway. Yeah. So it's like.
I've never heard of that.
$85.
You can tell I own a tie.
Dude, let me tell you something.
I have no idea.
Guess where I'm going today? Kohl's.
Really?
Yes.
No doubt.
I'm going to Kohl's or I'm going to the Salvation Army.
I don't even think I own a tie.
You don't?
I don't think so.
Oh, not one?
I don't think so.
You got to.
I don't know.
You're not a grown up if you don't know. My son has at least five.
I don't think I do.
I live in my parents' basement. I have four ties.
You do?
BJ doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah, I've never had to wear a tie.
That tells us you don't go anywhere nice.
Exactly. Exactly. You don't have to wear a tie at Hooters.
No, they don't make you. No.
No.
And it sounds like you don't need a pair of tennis shoes either.
Yeah. Oh, I got them on today, by the way.
Why? Why even bother?
Because I had them on last night and never took them off. I slept on the couch.
In your shoes?
I fell asleep with my shoes on.
so last weird. Night.
Your life's amazing. You know,
woke up with my shoes on.
So what you're wearing now is what I guarantee you what he's wearing now is he wore yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I woke up in this. Yeah. I woke up in this morning. Yeah, and I got up, and I felt like I was running late, so boom, out the door. I will tell you this. Oh, sleeping with your shoes on is not a bad idea.
Hit the floor running. Dude, that's where that comes from.
That alarm goes off. You're out the door in your vehicle
and
2 minutes.
In case there's a fire, you're ready to go.
Yeah,
you get out.
Yeah, this is, wow.
No, it's not a bad idea.
You might have invented something.
Oh, look, we're out of time. Tabloid Trash is next.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, man, I am so sad I missed it.
What'd you miss?
I guess I missed the Masked Singer last night.
Oh, man, that's just terrible.
It is terrible. Yeah. I guess the Masked Singer was on again last night. Carson, of course, watched it.
Of course.
Because why wouldn't you watch the Masked Singer?
Exactly.
You know, it seemed like a go-to show.
I'm pretty sure I got two of them pegged, though.
Mm. All right, well, here's the thing. They unveiled two people, right? Two people pulled off their heads. Yeah. Who do you think you have pegged?
So I think I've got the baby and the hamster.
All right. So who do you think the baby is?
The baby is got to be based on the clues, because there is a clue that says baby Rat Pack. And I think that's reference to the Frat Pack, which is Owen Wilson. It's a bunch of comedians, including Jack Black. He's like the non-relevant one of the group. So I feel like it's Jack Black.
Really?
Yeah. Tenacious D.
You think it's Jack Black?
Yeah, because he mentions they have multiple albums out, and he's also an actor, so he does a little bit of both, which is true.
I feel like he's better than this, but we'll listen and see if you hear Jack Black.
I know there's only one like you. There's no way they could ever make two.
The blind to the madness.
You're all I'm living for.
Unfortunately, I might hear some Jack Black in that. Yeah, I might. Yeah, okay. All right, what's your next guess? The hamster?
The hamster has got to be Lance Bass of NSYNC.
Now, that one I see him doing.
Yeah, well, he just did The Bachelor, right? He just did Bachelor in Paradise, so I mean,
I feel like Lance Bass would do this. All right, here's number four.
Now, I do think he's throwing his voice a little bit, though.
Yeah, me too. Do a little bit of Powerball Pete in there. Yep.
All right, and then poor Vivica Fox. Boy, she used to be like a huge superstar, right? Vivica Fox had a lot, like even a couple movies. She dated 50 Cent for a long time. Yep. And now she's wearing a head. Here's number five.
Take it off!
Vivica A. Fox. Yeah.
She was in Independence Day 2, Kill Bill.
Wasn't she on Get Your Groove Back or no? I can't remember.
Oh, I don't know. She might have been.
Her agent, we had the same agent at William Morris. And I just remember always when they would be like, Vivica is just really going places, Jamie. And I'm like, well, good for her. Now look at her pulling her head off. Yeah, whatever. All right, anyway, and then I guess this chick sang, if you can go to number two, guess who she is.
Got you, moonlight, you're my starlight. I need you all night, come on, dance with me. I'm levitating you, moonlight, you're my starlight. You,
were there any night, guesses that we could, were there any clues that you remember?
Let's see. I don't know, because this one was hard. I was actually really stumped about this, because in the whole, there was a disco ball.
Yeah.
There was references to science, a very religious family that came out last night. And then the whole scene, the clue package, it was like done on an alien spaceship. It was weird.
Weird.
I never watched
the, she had a reality show, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Here is the person that just sang that song, number six.
Take it off! Take it off! Seven-time Grammy Award-winning superstar, Toni Braxton!
Toni Braxton!
Woo!
Toni! Hey. How long was it?
What, the episode?
Yeah.
Just an hour.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it wasn't a Bachelor 2 hours.
I was going to do an intervention on you.
Well, I fast forward through all like the fluffy stuff that they do with the judges and stuff. I'm just like, all right, just get to the performances.
So I was watching I was getting ready to go to bed and I was watching the news. And then, oh my God, you know, so they have all this really serious news stuff. And they're like, coming up next on a very special Fox 31, we talk to one of the people who just took their heads off. What it's really like to be on The Masked Singer. And it was the football player?
Basketball, Dwight.
Sorry, it was Howard. Dwight. And he was like, The Masked Singer really gave me the most confidence I've ever had in my life.
Oh, shut up.
I swear to God, it was like, you know how they do that with TV shows on a very special? You know, where it's like moving and you cry.
He did interviews everywhere yesterday.
He did?
Yeah, he was all over the place.
What's this
talking
about?
Talking about his experience with The Masked Singer. The guy was in the NBA for like 15 years.
Yeah, he's like, this gave me more confidence than the NBA ever did. What are they doing right now? Are they having ratings problems?
I don't know, unless they're prepping him and he's, trying to get on some other Fox show.
Oh, they're going to spin him?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
So they're looking for exposure for him, so people know who
he
is.
He can be a commentator.
Yeah, because I don't think they've ever done an interview with any of these people.
It was so weird. I felt bad for Jeremy Hubbard because I could tell he's like, that's right, coming up next. On a very special The Masked Singer.
You got to figure, that was forced all over the country.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
That was network
anchors
forced.
Who really take their job seriously, like news anchors, for example.
Well,
like
Jeremy Hubbard, he's an Oscar winner.
No, Emmy.
Oh, hell.
Not an Oscar.
Well, he should have won an Oscar. He's such a great actor, acting like he cares about the news.
But, it was forced down their throat. They didn't want to interview a masked singer. Somebody took their head off.
Schmidel, what's the Sammy Hagar crap about?
He was talking about how he was abducted by aliens back in the 60s, and it's just a goofy story. He makes a bunch of weird noises in it. We were talking about Sammy Hagar earlier in the week, so I just thought it was kind of relevant. Yeah, were we talking about, like, he has a driving song?
No, you looked at my Facebook page.
No, we were talking about it on the show, too, right?
I think you were talking... Because I said to my girlfriend, I was like, Sammy Hagar, Standing Hampton, woo! And that was on a personal page.
It might have been mentioned, but we never really
We never
about
really
Sammy.
Went into Sammy. Yeah. Like, we might have said, like, oh, a Sammy Hagar song, 1, 2, 3, lockbox.
I think, like I thought we brought it up, like, your son wasn't exactly sure who Sammy Hagar was because you brought him up in the car.
Hey, Schmidel, to your defense, Sammy Hagar abducted by aliens is better than The Masked Singer.
You both are delivering this morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
4 o'clock in the morning, pitch black, dead sleep. I felt like I was being programmed. I like someone was tapping into me, like it was a string from my head to 13 miles up on a mountain place called Lyle Creek. There was an object there. There was two creatures in it. And I sensed they were tapping into me somehow. And they were like, oh, he's waking up. He's waking up. They yelled out a numerical code, not of our numerical system. As I bet. And I could almost feel the plug.
Wait
like
a minute. What the hell was that?
Those are the alien numbers.
Can you just, next time, can you just grab that part? The fact that he can just say that.
That was crazy.
That was kind of cool.
Let me explain it. It's called LSD.
Holy hell, what's wrong with him?
He was tripping.
That was wild.
That is weird, right? In Spadil's defense, I guess we said, I can't drive 55, was what we talked about, because my son said, hey, Mom, isn't it 75? And I was like, shut up, just sing the song.
Yeah, it was mentioned, but we didn't do Sammy Hagar.
Like, we didn't do a whole expose.
No, we didn't. Sammy Hagar segment we did.
Yeah, that's what we do here. Yeah. All right, anyway, there you go, Tablet Trash.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 1059. BJ,
without you.
Jamie Morning Show,
without here. You.
Oh man, I wish he would just cut that song
short. Oh my
short.
God,
jeez. Just way too long. All right, 51 degrees, going to be around 75 today. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, near 80 degrees all weekend. So that's not too bad for Colorado.
Actually, it feels like warm. It's going to rain.
Warm for this time of year. No rain in the forecast right now.
I bet it sprinkles.
Yeah, maybe.
I bet it does.
Well, we never know.
It feels like a little humid in the air.
You can get surprised around here, that's for sure. Big Powerball drawing this weekend along with the lotto. It's going to be huge, so get your tickets for tomorrow night. That's the drawings, okay?
Yes, got it.
Broncos this weekend. Broncos and the Jets. Jamie says the Broncos need to watch out.
Well, yeah, they're going to get complacent with the Jets. Mark my words. Because they're feeling it. They're feeling all cocky. They've got two under their hat, right? And they're like, yeah, that's right. We're the Broncos.
Well, and everyone's like, oh, we're going to be 3-0.
Yep. And they're like, the Jets suck. Everybody knows the Jets suck. And then you know what happens, BJ? They sneak up on you.
Yeah, they do.
They really do.
Yeah, and I think coming up at 9:15 this morning, we have G-Man on. You know, he's a big Bronco expert.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
According to him.
Well, I think he actually is.
Is he a Bronco expert?
And not only that, but he's a good guy to know. Can I tell you something about G-Man? And this is just off the air.
Yeah.
Okay. So he knows literally everybody in this town.
He does.
He does. So if you want to know the who's who of Colorado, and I'm saying a wide area, not just the Denver area, the man knows everyone.
He does.
Yeah. So just if you want to be connected, go to a cool party.
Right.
He's single. If you're a woman looking for a man that makes a nice income, knows all the people, we got the G-Man.
The guy gets invited to every major gala that's going on in town.
You said gala.
Yeah, I did. I did. And if it's happening down at the Capitol, if it's happening at somewhere swanky like the Broadmoor or whatever, G-Man, for some reason, is always there. And look at every picture and you'll see G-Man in it.
And that's a man with a tie.
Yeah, that's a man with a tie.
Yeah. You don't own a tie? No. The G-Man has a collection. No, he has the rounder. He has the thing from Brookstone where you turn it on and the Brookstone tie rag, like you get a dry cleaner.
The
you
tie turnstile.
Yeah. Yeah, he has that. Yeah,
he's a fancy dude. All right, 9:15, he'll talk a little Broncos with us.
Okay.
All right, so Jamie's giving me crap this morning. I don't think that.
Let me start it out like this.
To be honest,
let me start it out like this. So yesterday we were caught off by surprise. We were just talking about. Oh, I know. I was like, oh, I have all this homecoming stuff to do. Blah blah blah. Carson had a buttload of different things he needed to do. Schmindel had nothing. And then BJ goes, yeah, I got big plans. And we're like, what? And he goes, yeah, I walked out of the house today. My wife's like, don't forget about the 5K walk and barbecue we have tonight. And we start cracking up, right? And we're like, you're doing a 5K? You're doing a 5K? Well, yeah, what? I was like, when's the last time you did a 5K? You're like, oh, no, like 4 years ago, 5 years ago. And I said, you're going to do a 5K. And then you said that you guys even took a little walk. Yeah. You didn't know that she was walking you before the 5K.
Yeah. She was walking him.
To get you used to it.
I call it training.
Right. But you didn't know she was walking you.
No, I had no idea that's what it was all about.
You thought that you just went down to the park with the baby.
Yeah.
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 But not knowing that she was actually, like you said, training
you. At the time I'm doing the walk the day before, I had no idea of what's coming up the next day. You're exactly right.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, he goes, I am shock and awed. Like, what's going on? And we're like, you're going to do a 5K. Well, yeah. And then you start getting puffed up a little bit. Like, you guys, it's just 5K. Oh.
It's going to be nothing. No sweat.
No sweat.
I don't feel like I was ever puffy.
Puffy, like as in swollen.
Oh, literally puffy, you're saying.
Just thinking about it.
I thought you meant ego-wise.
No, water retention.
Oh. Yeah, I have those days.
Yeah, we all do.
I try to take a pill for it, but it doesn't work.
So I walk in this morning, I was like, hey, dude. So we were talking about everything going on. I was like, how was your walk? And I get this. And then I said, don't talk to me anymore about this until we go on the air. And he goes, well, I'm a little embarrassed.
Oh, no.
And then that's where I left it. And that was off the air. So go ahead.
So we go to the event, and it was at Wash Park last night.
Yeah.
And it's called Light Up the Night. Okay.
A really moving.
And I had no idea what I was going to. I really didn't. And we went to the event, and they have a ceremony. The ceremony lasted a good 45 minutes or so, even beforehand. But there was a barbecue beforehand. So before the event even started, it was like 8 o'clock, okay? Uh-huh. And so we got our little lanterns because you light up the dark.
What's this for?
It's a cure, LLS. It's a cure for cancer.
Okay.
They're raising money for searching for, you know, the cure.
What are the LLS stand for?
It's leukemia and lymphoma and society.
LLS. Okay. All right. Okay. There I'm just, go. Hey, I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
The fact that you
got
took,
all this.
That you took that in.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I did. It was a good experience.
Okay.
When it came time for the walk, Frog was already in the mood of Daddy Carry Me. Okay. Oh. Daddy Carry Me.
But you have a stroller.
No, we didn't have it last night. We didn't have it. That's why I'm trying to tell you.
You were going on a 5K walk without a stroller?
Yeah.
That was calculated.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody takes a 3-year-old on a 5K walk without a stroller.
Well, I know that this morning. But I'm trying to tell you this, and nobody is hearing my side of the story.
Well, it doesn't make sense.
Here's what happened. As we're getting ready to do the walk starts, and it goes through the, you know, start area, mm-hmm. and off into the night. We take a left turn after about a couple hundred yards.
Oh. And you bailed?
And bailed.
So there are people with cancer walking through their pain, but you can't just put that baby on your shoulders and walk? Huh? You can't put that baby on your shoulders and just walk?
Why do you got to do this to me?
I'm just wondering. Why? I mean, if you didn't bring the stroller, which is just asinine to
me. That was a bad move.
Has an umbrella stroller. You know what an umbrella stroller is? It's the lightest stroller.
I have no idea.
It's just a tiny take everywhere stroller. You always throw a kid in there. You can throw him up to 6 years old in an umbrella stroller.
Yeah.
You take it to the beach, you take it everywhere, it doesn't matter.
I feel like I'm off the hook since I didn't know what I was going to.
And then if you don't have the umbrella stroller, then you throw him on your shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you take him for a walk.
Yeah.
But then why didn't you walk?
Well, because the baby was tired.
The baby was tired. Yeah. The baby was tired.
Daddy, let's go home.
Oh, really? Daddy. That's new.
Let's go home.
You just added that.
See, this was all calculated. This is all part of his plan.
That's why they didn't bring the stroller.
Because every frog wouldn't make it.
Because if they took the Cadillac stroller that they have, he would have just fallen asleep.
Exactly.
Yeah. But you guys didn't have the Cadillac stroller either?
I didn't have it in the car. Nope.
No?
I'm guessing you had a little too much barbecue. You're a little weighted down. You're like, you know what? This is not a good idea.
Yeah.
Barbecue is great. I got to tell you.
And don't you guys have the jogger stroller?
We probably have 5 or 6 strollers, Jamie, and a wagon. We got the big wagon. Remember the wagon? You pull the wagon.
All right, so there was no intention of ever walking.
Well, I didn't know what I was going to. You've got to let me off the hook. I blame the wife.
You told us in the morning you were going on a 5K walk.
You knew what a 5K is a 5K.
Right. You guys have a jogger, you have a wagon, you have everything, but you didn't take it all. So the whole intention was just to eat the free food and peel off.
Yep. Nailed it.
God, when you say it like that. when you say it like that, it just sounds so wrong.
It's so blatant.
It sounds like karma's coming after me.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Wow.
Oh, look, we're out of time again.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, so first of all, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I was asking Jamie off air because there's a piece of the story with the...
Oh, my God, he's still singing.
That Brian Laundry guy.
Can we talk about this one more time?
The FBI.
Can you just listen? I know that when you were trained in radio, they used to talk on the songs.
Yeah.
Well, people don't do that anymore. They don't do that anymore. They like to let the song play out because people are singing in their car. So if you could just let the singer, just respect the singer for a moment and let him finish his Bieber song, What Do You Mean? What do you mean? And then you can talk instead of both of you talking at the same time.
Yeah. Nobody does that anymore.
No.
Which makes this show so unique.
No, it drives
so
people.
So different from anything else.
People hate it. They absolutely hate it. It's the number one complaint we get.
Yeah. You got to get used to it.
But no, they don't
actually.
Why don't you fix you instead of fixing them?
No, I'm doing good. Show's number one. We do great. Well, what are you talking about?
But it's
the best show in town.
Well, it'd be a little higher if you didn't talk the same time Justin was talking. Or just take him all the way down.
Music gets in the way.
Or just pull him all the way down so you both aren't doing it at the same time.
I'll just start pulling it down then.
Yeah, all the way down. That way it's not as annoying. Yeah.
All right, so we were talking off air, and there's a piece of the story with this guy that's missing out there, and it's the whole Gabby, where's Gabby story, and his name's Brian, and he's off somewhere. We don't know if he's dead or alive or whatever. But another girl came out yesterday and she said that she picked him up hitchhiking. Now, this is the second person. The first was a couple, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Now, this one doesn't say one way or the other. So her boyfriend could have been with her. I don't know.
I haven't even seen this one. So I know about the TikTok girl.
Yeah.
Her and her boyfriend, they picked him up and it's where he became agitated about Jackson Hole.
He was acting really weird.
So now another girl has come out and she picked him up?
She did. She came out yesterday, and she says she picked him up, and she dropped him off at the site where the body was found, okay? Which is, you know, very... It's weird to me that these people come out now when it's been going on for weeks, but it is what it is. Here's my question to Jamie this morning, though, is when you get out in these rural areas, like maybe like Weld County or up in the mountains, you know, Summit County or whatever... People are still picking up hitchhikers. I find that kind of weird because in my world, I don't think I'd ever pick up a hitchhiker these days. No matter where I'm at on the planet.
I agree with you.
I've picked up three.
Recently.
Yeah, because, well, let me explain.
Right, what's the situation?
Okay, so I live at a river, right? And so when you see people rolling their tubes, they don't have a backpack, they don't have anything, but they're rolling their tubes, and they're walking back to their car, and they give you a little, hey, do you mind if I get... You go ahead and you pick them up, and you take them back to their car, right? You just do. You know, you open up the tailgate and you throw them in the back of their...
You feel safer doing that because they are just going down the river. They've been tubing.
Right. And they usually have a little kid with them.
Okay, yeah.
You know,
okay.
And they're walking.
So you know they're not up to any...
Exactly. And they don't have anything on them that shows a weapon, right? And yeah. I have a gun. So you just you open up the hatchback, they jump in the back, and then you take them to their car. That's number one.
I feel like that's more of a... really controlled situation. I mean, you're right there in the same neighborhood. You know exactly what they're there for.
Right.
It's not like a stranger walking down the highway. Okay, so I get what you're saying.
Well, and
okay.
Then remember the two girls, they walked to my place.
Yes,
they weren't hitchhiking.
That. They came to you.
They came to me, and then I just said, please don't come any further. I have a gun. What do you need? And they're like, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
They're knocking on
the cabin door.
Yeah.
They were walking that Colorado Ridge or whatever it's called.
So
yeah.
They were hiking.
The trail?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
And then they got off the trail. To some like way off the trail, they took a left and they were supposed to stay on a trail and
yeah.
They did
okay.
Not.
Right.
So they
yeah.
Just needed help finding their way.
Yeah, right.
That
yeah.
Kind of doesn't count.
Why? Those were two stranger dangers. And I had a Highlands Ranch kid yeah. Because I don't have cell service and he's like, I'm so lost. Can I call my mom?
Yeah. Okay, that doesn't count either.
Well, because
yeah.
I have a landline.
Yes.
So.
Any person
well, those are all strangers.
I know, but the first Roger. Two, at least you said, hey, what do you need? Stay where you are.
Yeah.
All right. Here's my question, though. And our signal gets way out there, okay? Weld County, wherever you're at. Are people picking up hitchhikers? Because I've assumed over the past few years that nobody picks up a hitchhiker. But with this particular story of this Brian guy walking from Moab down into Colorado, all over, you know, maybe even Montana, Idaho, I have no idea. But he seemed to got picked up several times out walking in a short period of time.
I think that's camping life. I think that's what the campers do. I think all those nature people, outdoor wilderness people, I think they don't care. I think they all pick up each other. I think it's a thing.
See, I would never do that. I would never, especially if they have a bag and I don't know what they're doing. I would never do that. Pick up a random stranger.
I know. Remember the guy, Troy, who worked here?
Yeah.
He used to pick up hitchhikers all the time.
Really?
Yeah. Out in nature. Now he's a 14er guy. So 14er people are different kind of people.
But maybe it's me. Maybe paranoid. Whatever. But the reason I wouldn't do it out in those areas is because what a great place for something really to happen to you that nobody would even know.
Yeah.
That you're so isolated. I feel like that you might even be better off picking up a hitchhiker on Broadway here in town than you are out there in the middle of nowhere where nobody would know if you go missing.
She cost extra. I know what you're thinking, DJ. Tell your wife she was a hitchhiker.
Look.
You set it up. I get you.
She needed a ride. That just seemed to fit there. I don't know why. It just seemed to be the right thing. It just seemed tabloid trash.
Oh, my God.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Ooh, this is scary. This is scary. By the way, our live text in the studio where we hear all your stories and stuff is 51059. Somebody said, Jamie, don't pick up tubers along the river. It says the Green River Killer. The Green River Killer had his kids with him. on one of his murders. Mm.
I watched that series.
Oh, I have never even heard it.
The Green River Killer?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was pretty nasty.
Somebody said, always say this to a hitchhiker. When they get in the car, they say, why would you pick me up? I could be dangerous. I could be a murderer. And then you look and say, what are the chances of two of us being in the same car? That's a good one.
That is a good one.
That's a funny. So you say, act like you're a murderer to the. Because maybe I'm more dangerous than you are.
Maybe I want to kill you.
Maybe I'm more dangerous than you are, which is a very good possibility.
Yeah, and if I pick somebody up and that's the first thing our conversation starts with, it's not going to be a good ride.
Right?
That's a bad, bad ride.
I'm jumping out the window.
I'm like, okay, wait a minute. This should have never gone there.
Well, I used
We're
to kind of
murderers.
I used to kind of get irritated with my son's dad because he always, when my son and his friends and whatever, when they go snowboarding, they go up to the top of, I don't know what pass it is, but they go up to the top of the pass and then their dad drives down because it's not a, it's an avalanche area is what it is. Mm. And then his dad drives down and then waits and picks him up. I'm like, what? You don't know if he slammed into a tree. But that's a different story. Well, then on the way back up again to the top, they pick up all these other boarders and throw them in the back of the pickup
then
truck.
They're doing
and,
the same thing.
Yeah, and just take them back up the hill. I'm like, you don't know if my kid is back there with a bunch of murderers.
But with you and I, as you know, as you were saying that you've picked up three or you've assisted some stranger danger, and me saying that I would never do it, Texanado is the same way. It's so polarizing on here. A lot of people are saying I would never do it. I live out in Weld County, out in the boonies, and if I saw somebody walking, I'd never pick them up. And others are saying that, yeah, it's just a thing in the back country. You do that. Or on the hiking trails, if they come off the trail onto the highway, you know what they're up to.
Yeah, and when you go to Grand Lake and you come around that pass or whatever, there are a ton of skiers, and they're all walking with their skis, and they have a thumb out, and you're like, listen, they have skis, they look tired, they have a helmet on.
I get
you
what
know,
you're saying,
You feel
yeah.
like that's like a, I mean, sure, he could bash me in the back of the head with his skis.
Right.
But he looks so tired.
But I didn't equate any of that with the tube and the skis and any of that with this particular guy. This is a guy that's 25 years old. We're talking about this Brian Laundrie guy. Another person has come out, a woman who says she picked him up hitchhiking, and I brought up the story of hitchhikers. Are people picking up hitchhikers out in the middle of nowhere? But he's 25 years old, 24 years old, whatever. He's got a backpack on by himself. I don't think I'd stop.
No, not at all.
I live in Frederick and pick up no one. Even if I see somebody waving their arms with flashing lights on, I drive right by. Wow, I trust no one.
Even if it's an 85-year-old woman in a wheelchair, I don't care. And her battery died.
Could be a trap. You never know.
You never know. Yeah. All right. Anyway, that is true. Okay, so here's another story that's happening right now. It's making me so sad. I don't know why. But you guys, we're watching live on Fox 31, and somebody in Littleton hit a bear. And they're just leaving that bear on the side of the road, and he looks like he's hugging the curb.
Well, yeah.
Now it's even worse, though. They've got a wrecker out there. You know what's about to happen? They're about to attach this bear to that wrecker on the very back, lift him up, and then drive down the highway for all children to see.
It's so
sad. This is going to be
ugly.
Why
are they leaving that bear in the road for so long?
Can you go get like a refrigeration truck or something to throw him in? You don't have to use a wrecker.
I know, but they've had him out in the middle. They've had a dead bear in the middle of the road for like 3 hours now. I'm just saying, like, can we cover him with a white sheet?
Yeah, something.
Now they're talking to people who actually saw the accident.
Just a reminder to residents to keep your trash locked up, take down those bird feeders, and help keep our bears safe.
Thank you so much, Jason, for joining us this morning. So
that's folks, Jason from Wildlife. Folks, I think we've had him on before.
This is Fox 31's number one story this morning. I hate the rain on the parade.
Wait, let's go to our live
There's
again.
A lot of Hold things on. Going on in the world right now. But
Fox 31.
Carly, I have to ask you, I know you were talking about the driver sent to the hospital. Have we gotten any sort of update on how serious that person's injuries are?
No, unfortunately, Colorado State Patrol left the scene as soon as the bear was loaded, you know, to kind of clear up traffic since it is kind of a busy traffic hour. But we'll continue to call them and make sure that person is going to be okay. We're not sure of their condition, but the car did look pretty damaged. So, of course, we'll be on it for you.
All right. Thanks, Carl.
Can you imagine hitting a bear?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I don't know if I'd be able to drive again.
How do you miss a bear? That's like a 700-pound animal.
You mean how
Dude,
do you hit a bear?
I mean, how do you not see it coming in the road?
You don't. I've hit three deer. You don't.
Dude, they usually
hit you first.
This happened before sunrise.
Yeah.
It was dark, and it's a black bear.
Yeah. Listen, Jimmy Fidel. Johnson over here can't figure it out.
How do you not see a bear?
It's huge.
I know, it doesn't matter.
Usually the wildlife run into you.
The deer makes sense because they kind of just sprint into the road. They're dumb. But bears,
bears can do the same thing.
I don't know. It just doesn't.
Just because they can open a door
doesn't compute to me.
You think they're just slow? They're like, whoa.
Hey, Spadil.
Yeah.
He watched too much Yogi Bear. He's like, they can talk and make picnics.
Do us a favor, Spadil. Really think about what we're talking about before you chime in, okay? How do you hit a bear? It's pitch dark out there. It's a black bear. You're driving along. You don't expect a bear to...
Oh, my God.
I feel like I would see it.
You know, you don't when it's dark. No. Last night, I almost hit a woman.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I even said this to my son. My son is such a smartass. I go, oh, my God, what kind of woman wears all black and she has black hair and she's walking at freaking 9 o'clock at night? I said, I almost hit her. And he's like... You're right, Mom. She should have changed her hair to blonde.
I mean, he's got a point. That's hilarious.
I was like, that's not my point. I was just saying, oh, forget it. Just like, you got to be.
I need some highlights. I'm going to be walking at night.
Right. All right, fine. I maybe shouldn't have brought up the hair part, but whatever. That kid. And it's fine. Anyway, so yeah, somebody hit the bear in Littleton. BJ has a good point because I was telling BJ about, you know, it's crazy. BJ lives in Littleton. And I said, it's weird how much wildlife activity you're having now.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And you brought up the Ring cam. I didn't even think about that.
Oh, yeah. I think the activity's always been there. It may be a little bit more because of development and things like that are going on and running these bears out of their habitat. But a lot of it has to do with Ring cameras. If you think about it, over the past couple of years, and we mentioned this a couple of years ago, that it was going to be the big product that Christmas, and everybody in my neighborhood now has one.
Right.
And so the bears are there, and the camera's picking them up, so it appears there's more, but I think they've always been there.
And that could be, I was saying, because I was bitching about urban squalor, because we have all kinds of issues going on where I live, where we're building up, and the wildlife is moving in. But I think you're right about the Ring. Like, they've always been there, and now you have no idea. Now you got to be creeped out because you never even knew you had a bear.
No idea.
Yeah, and it was better, wasn't it, with the Bliss?
Hey, this is the second. This particular accident is maybe a mile from my house.
Yeah.
That's if that. But then we've got a notice from a couple of days ago where there's a bear just, I mean, literally 100 yards from my house.
I have a huge, like, I don't know, I think he's a 10-point buck that's under my deck. And I never knew that, but my neighbors have cameras facing towards the back of my deck.
Yeah.
And so he's like, you have a ginormous buck underneath your deck, like, because underneath the second level of the deck. And so my son was going to go back there the other day to get something. I'm like, there's a gigantic deer back there. Do not go to the back of the property. You will die. It will gore you.
And without somebody's camera, you would have never known it.
He would have gone back there. He would have been fine.
Never known it.
I know. It's so scary. All right. Anyway, speaking of animals, Tiger King 2 is coming out on Netflix.
Huge.
Wow.
Huge story.
And it's going to happen before the end of the year.
So what's the story?
I don't get it. What are they going to do? He's in prison.
I feel like I know everything.
Well, in the trailer, it does have him, Joe Exotic, calling from prison. So
okay.
It has a little bit of footage of that. And it has some Carol Baskin in there. So, I mean, it's the same people.
I feel like I know the entire story front and back.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
Carol came out yesterday denouncing it. She wants nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Oh, she doesn't?
Yeah, but so how's she in it?
She is. There's footage of her.
She came out yesterday and said, maybe it's old footage they use. She came out yesterday and called it a big waste of time.
Oh.
There's no way. She said there's no way this is going to be accurate.
Yeah.
I think we have some audio if you scroll up there. All right. Here's what.
They're going to go over a bunch of different headlines throughout the
day. All right. Will you grab it for me, though?
Yeah.
All right. So we'll play it after the rest of this because she speaks out.
Yeah.
About this. Somebody said, hey, you guys, I'm with Schmidl. How the hell do you hit a deer? A bear.
See?
Did it? Deer. Bear. I have Tourette's this morning. I don't know if
you
know.
Giant animal.
Somebody said they never get close to 700 pounds. They're black bears.
I actually just looked that up. The males can get up to 650.
So not 700.
I was close. 650, 700, come on.
Get up to perhaps,
It could be a fat bear.
It could be a fat bear.
And if it's averaging 650, that means that there's some above that.
Let's see here. Somebody said, I have a moose in Arvada right now.
Good for you.
There's a moose in Arvada?
I wouldn't talk about my spouse like that, but...
Wow.
Oh, if that's the way you want to play this morning, go right ahead.
Wow, the odds of that being true are really good. My God. Will you look up a moose in Arvada after you get Carol, whatever her name is? Okay. All right, anyway, so Tiger King 2 on Netflix. We'll see how that goes. The other thing is, I feel sad for Coldplay, friends. I think that you're at desperation moments in your life when you have to do a collaboration with BTS. Yes, that's right. I just said that Coldplay is doing a collaboration with BTS. It just came out, did it not?
Yeah, it did.
Oh, what are they doing?
Well, isn't that a thing, though?
Yeah. I mean, everyone's collaborating with everyone, but BTS
There's a trend going on from what I saw a couple of days ago of all these big acts like Elton John and all these people are all doing BTS. They're going to do a collaboration with them.
Yeah, Elton John just did one with Dua Lipa. He's got one with Charlie Puth now. So
yeah, but the
but
BTS
then I
thing,
get a little bit more than BTS and Coldplay.
It is kind of a weird combo.
It takes away Coldplay being cool. Like Elton John, I get because Elton John is iconic. And so an icon with, you know, somebody pop, I get that. But you want Coldplay still to be cool and doesn't need to do BTS with them. Does that make sense?
I get what you're saying. Yeah. It's just, I almost feel like when I saw it, okay, I almost feel like that it's a thing that people are jumping on for the publicity.
Well, obviously, now, BTS is coattails.
Now, does Coldplay need to do this? And does it end the credibility of their music or whatever? Maybe so.
See, I feel like it's all opposite of all that. I think Apple loves BTS and said, Daddy, yes, Apple. Daddy, I want BTS to sing with you, Daddy. Okay, Apple. Why'd they name their kid Apple?
Apple Moses.
Apple and Moses. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
And Chris named their kids Apple and Moses. Do you have a little bit of the song?
Yeah.
All right, here it goes.
Never ending forever, baby.
Ginormous hit. I mean, the BTS army, you're right.
I think they make BTS hip. That sounded pretty good. You could hear the Coldplay in there.
Yeah, right? you really could.
No, I think it makes Coldplay hip. I think what's going to happen now is that Nickelback and BTS will probably collab.
No. I literally meant BTS I can't stand, but Coldplay makes me at least be able to listen to them.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah. But what do you think about BTS and Nickelback?
No, what was the other group that everybody, and I don't understand it, because when I hear their music, I don't see it any different than U2 or Coldplay or anybody else. It's Creed. Why is everybody diss on Creed like they do?
Because they're like Nickelback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Britney Spears should do a collab with BTS.
Well, now that would be, though, but see, that's the thing. That's not like a Creed and a Nickelback. That's still like got that weird element of iconic.
Pop.
Yeah, you know? I mean, that actually would be a great idea, but oh my God. Somebody said, hey, Schmidl, you're a moron. The reason why bears get hit by a car is because they don't look both ways. All right, there you go. Trash.
That is so true, isn't it?
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Friday morning. The weekend is here, man. Oh, man, oh, man. All right, so yesterday I'm on Twitter, and I see the feed from, remember our buddy... Officer Lewis with the Colorado State Patrol.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, CPS.
I saw a video of him. He's sitting in a car, CSP. And this is an official tweet from
Colorado State CSP.
Yeah, CSP. Colorado State Patrol.
Yeah, CSP. You do have dyslexia.
Something's going on. Like, seriously, it's brain fog. That
Colorado State Trooper Officer Lewis, he's on a video yesterday. And, Jamie, you've brought this up before because Ralphie, your son, is learning to drive. And he's got his permit, his, you know, getting his license and...
No, I bring it up because he doesn't understand why I'm terrified of roundabouts. He has no problem with it, but I hate roundabouts. I try to go places that don't have roundabouts. Roundabouts are dumb. They don't make sense. They're idiotic. Here's what you do, you guys. You floor it, right? You hit the gas and you just jump it. And then you go to the other side.
And I've known that, you know, through this, you know, period of time that you've been talking about it, it's like you're just terrified.
I hate them. I just stick in them. So two things happen. I either stay in them for an hour and I can't get out.
Yeah. Or like I just
jump them. Yeah, or I just jump them and end on the other side. Yeah.
All right, so he posted a video yesterday, and the video is how to approach a roundabout. How to use a roundabout in less than 15 seconds.
They're dumb.
And I thought this was just incredible.
They're dumb.
The way he explains it.
Some of them are three lanes.
Yeah.
Get your
three-lane roundabouts. How do you even get into the inner circle? How is there time?
Get your notepad out. Get your notepad. Listen to what he's got to say. He simplifies it so much that even a moron can understand this.
I don't think that's
okay?
True.
Okay. All right, here we go. Officer Lewis, Colorado State Patrol.
Somehow the concept of a roundabout is still confusing some folks. So let's hit the basics. If you're in the circle, you have the right of way. If you're out of the circle trying to get in, you have to yield until it's safe to go in the circle. And that's about it, actually.
Actually, that's it.
That's fine. I get that part. All that part makes sense. What I don't get is the other part of how to get out of the roundabout. Okay, so you're on the inside circle. I have to take the next exit out. Well, the guy behind me that's on the third outside circle, he won't let me in. So now I'm stuck. Now I just have to go around again.
That's why you never get in the inner circle. Never get in that lane, ever.
I know, but then it doesn't... I mean, the whole thing is stupid. It's just the dumbest concept I've ever met in my life. I swear to God, when I went to Ireland, I think I told you this.
Yeah.
I literally was stuck in one for an hour. Because they're five lanes deep.
Yeah. Well, in Europe, they're elaborate.
Oh, my
God.
They're so dumb.
Well, they're so used to it over there.
Ugh, yeah. They're idiots. Mean,
it's all they know, right?
There's a place, I won't even say exactly where it is, but there is a place kind of over by I-70 and stuff where all they've done is just like, you know what it is? It's a conspiracy. Yeah. Here's what it is. It's a conspiracy theory, and it's this. It's that we have to pay a fortune to all these companies to build these roundabouts, so somebody's got an in. It's like the mob. It's the roundabout mob.
No.
Nope. It costs so much more to build a roundabout than a straight line of traffic.
No, it's the
roundabout mob out there making millions.
It's all
Look, it's all about the flow of traffic.
Nope,
it works.
No.
It works. Mm-mm. All right, again, if you're having a problem with the roundabouts, in less than 15 seconds. Our buddy, our pal to the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, Officer Lewis, with the answer.
Somehow the concept of a roundabout is still confusing some folks. So let's hit the basics. If you're in the circle, you have the right of way. If you're out of the circle trying to get in, you have to yield until it's safe to go in the circle. And that's about it, actually.
I like the way he ends it. It's like, and that's pretty much it. That, message is over.
It's the mafia. The roundabout mafia.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It's going to be a very busy weekend. You got the Broncos and the Jets. It's the first home opener. Oh, did you see all the upgrades they've done to the stadium?
First of all, I have some questions.
Okay.
When are they playing?
Sunday afternoon.
Okay, yeah. Sunday. Yeah. And it's at home.
At home.
And now you can tell me about the upgrade.
They have all these different upgrades they've done to the stadium. They've built like two bars inside the stadium where you actually have seats. And if you get inside the stadium, I think what they're trying to do is bring some of the tailgating outside inside and get some of that revenue.
Oh, that's awesome.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So on the lower deck, you've got like chairs and tables and a bar area and all this that people can go to prior to the game and even after the game, stick around and buy your booze.
So last night I was watching, I forgot who was doing it. They were out there at Mile High. They have this weird beer concept. I don't get the beer thing. You put a glass up and it automatically fills your beer up or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's a hole. Yeah. There's a hole in the cup and you put it down or whatever and it fills automatically.
Automatically. So I guess they have a whole thing of those at now Mile High.
They do.
Where you just go up and you put your beer in there. But it just seems like, I don't know.
They have another area, and maybe this is more for, obviously people that don't want to booze it up before the game. And it's a lot of local iconic restaurants that are now in a almost like a food court area. Mm-hmm. You've got the Cherry Cricket in there.
Oh,
notorious
wow.
For
wow,
their that's hamburgers. Cool. So they kind of have a Denver restaurant section in that lower bowl area. That's
now, is
cool.
The entire place now cashless?
I have no idea.
I think primarily, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So
cashless.
If you don't have a debit card or a credit card, you can't go anywhere in life. No I mean, joke. Literally, that's how life is going right now.
I think all the stadiums are cashless.
Cashless,
all of them.
Yes. So it's all touch. And now my Visa card has a deal. Like if I don't know why they're doing this, but it's a weird thing. If I don't use the chip or slide it, if I just touch, I get extra points. Why do they care if I touch?
I don't know.
They want to, I guess, just promote it because I don't even have a touch. My credit card, it has no touch option. I either have to slide or use the chip.
Or chip?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's just a big scam because I know some guy named Wilbur will be over there like, ha-ha, the credit card's open. You know, I don't know.
I thought if it had a chip on it, it could be used as a touch.
Yeah, so did I.
No.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
Not all of them, no. Nope.
Well, mine does. Mine has a chip on it. In Hawaii, they have a lot of the touch.
Yeah.
A lot of the touch. And it worked there,
no,
so I don't know.
The chip, the slide, the magnet, and the touch are all three different things. Yeah.
All right, so mine, I must have all of it then.
You have the full
I have the
blown. Well,
full
right
blown.
Now, I know Chase is doing a deal with United that if I touch everything, that I get extra miles.
Oh, good for you.
I don't get it, though.
Well, you get extra miles. Who cares?
It's just like I get one extra mile every time I touch. I'm like, I'm just going to go around and touch everything and get thousands of miles and then just say, I didn't mean to charge any of that.
All right, Broncos open up this weekend at home. First home game. Could go 3-0, played in the New York Jets. Also, big drawings in the lottery this weekend. I know we are your lottery peeps. We tell you when the lottery gets big, the Powerball is over $500 million.
It sure is. And the drawing is what, tomorrow night?
It's tomorrow night. Yep.
Okay.
Colorado,
$523 million.
Colorado Lotto is now at $11 million. I think 11.1.
Yes.
That's a big drawing, and that's coming up tomorrow night, too. All right. So what's going on with this pillow recall for infants? This, I think there's like three, and the reason I bring it up, there's a lot of people that listen to our show, a lot of parents out there that maybe you have a young child, you've purchased this pillow, but there's a massive recall that this thing is really dangerous.
Yeah, it just came out. Listen, I'm no great parent. I mean, I think we know that from gas station sandwich night, you know, but the thing is, I looked at that boppy. So my son had a boppy, but it was the plastic boppy where they're older and they set up in the boppy. You know, it's that thing between their legs and it makes them just sit up more, right? Yeah.
Right.
So I had a boppy. Well, now they made a boppy for newborns, for infants. I looked at that thing and immediately thought, if a baby turns at all and puts their face in that pillow, they're going to suffocate. And I mean, I don't... specialize in baby products. How could they not see this?
No, I mean, it looks thick and there's no way it's breathable
at all.
Well, it looks like to me that it's collapsible. That if you rolled over on it, you just sink down into
Correct.
It like quicksand.
Yeah.
That's the danger of it all, I think. I think if it were harder that you couldn't, you know, sink into it with your face, it wouldn't be as dangerous.
Well, I'm not going to lay my kid in hard plastic.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm just saying the softness of it is the law.
Yes.
Right?
Obviously.
It's called the Boppy Infant Lounger Pillow. And it's very dangerous.
Warning for the parents of infants to stop using a popular infant pillow. More than 3 million baby loungers are being recalled after 8 infants died from suffocation linked to them. The pillows are made by the Boppy Company, and the deaths occurred between 2015 and 2020.
Way to go, Boppy.
That's awful.
Isn't that a terrible story?
Yeah, eight of, oh my God.
Yeah, so if you have the Boppy.
The Boppy,
it's the lounger.
It's the lounger. It's not the plastic sit-up Boppy. You're still okay with that one. Yeah, except for don't put that one on a counter because remember that warning when you had the boppy kind of setup one and people were sitting on their counter when they were doing dishes and kids started rocking.
Started and tipping over. They would fall off the counter into the floor. Boppy's had a problem. Yeah. People are getting boppied on the head. Okay, with boppy.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Alice 105.9, 54 degrees right now. Going to be 75 today. Oh, if you're looking for something to do today, here's what you can do. You can go get the Apple 13, the new iPhone, and then go get in line and get your booster shot. It's all open today.
Oh, booster shots are happening?
Today.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think for CDC shit for 65 plus, I think it was.
I had no idea that they're doing that.
It's today. It starts today. I saw something yesterday. They're saying, they being, I don't know, economists or whomever, they're saying that this coming up Halloween and the holiday season coming up, that we're going to spend more money than ever before because we're coming out of the pandemic. It's the old pandemic relief party, and people are going to spend like crazy.
You know, I was at the hair salon yesterday, and we were all gossiping about a few things because that's what you do at hair salons.
Oh, that's all you got to
do. It is crazy how nobody can find, like, okay, for example, this is too much information for a bunch of boys in here, but like tampons, the shelf only has, it literally had two boxes. That's all. Who's using up all the tampons?
I don't know.
It's the weirdest thing. And then my girlfriend was talking about, so everybody was there. I was like, dude, I just went to King Super's to try to find tampons. They had two boxes. And then somebody said, oh my God, my favorite conditioner is gone. It's just off the shelf. It's just gone. And so everybody was going around the room and they were talking about Christmas too. And I don't know if they're just scaring the heck out of everybody or if it's really going to be real.
Well, I think it's going to be compounded. Here's why. Because, I mean, there's a shortage on supply of everything that's out there. And they blame it on these cargo ships. I keep calling them cruise ships. But cargo ships that are stuck off the coast of California. And I think at this point there's like 75 out there in the ocean that can't even unload. Now, you combine that with the desire to go out and spend more, then you're going to, it's a clash of two different systems here.
It's like a perfect storm.
It's a perfect storm for just nothing out there and everything sky high in price.
I know, but like we're getting the weirdest things. Like, you know, fish is going to be hard to get. Spaghetti sauce. Like, where? Why?
It's everything.
It's just the weirdest thing.
It's soda. Now there's alcohol.
What?
12 states. Have you heard this story?
No, I have not.
All right, let me play it for you.
We order stuff. I don't even think the distributors know what's coming in.
Common and unwelcome sight for customers the past few months, leaving some to look for something else.
We're getting about 65% of our orders.
A big part of the problem stemming from the basic supply and demand. The pandemic disrupting global supply chains needed to make and bottle the liquor.
My salesperson comes in and typically sells me 40 cases of 175s of Crown Royal. Well, now he can only sell me like one.
All while people are drinking more and drinking from home.
We were setting records last year. We were selling more than we've ever sold.
According to data from National ABC, the recent sales at ABC stores were up 38% compared to July 2019. Alcohol supplier Max Vogel says there's no end in sight either.
We just can't get product. The biggest national brands such as Crown Royal, Smirnoff, Jim Beam, things like that, we just can't get it.
Get this. 12 states have now issued a limit of 2 bottles per visit.
What?
You can only
guess
buy
where Carson's not going.
Yeah. 2 states have gone as far as the entire state has limited it to 2 bottles. So if you're going to throw a party, let's say you're having a wedding reception or something of that nature, you can't go out and buy it unless you get the guests to go out and buy their 2 bottles and bring it to the event.
BYOB.
Yeah.
And somebody asked a good question, and I happen to not even have a clue as to the answer. It says, why can't the ships unload?
Because they don't have the personnel inside the docks, inside the ports.
Is that why?
To unload the boats.
That's why.
They don't have the
employees.
People. Yeah,
shortage.
They don't have the people, just like everything else is. Yeah.
Well, you know, I saw yesterday that, I think it was Jeffco or somebody, they put out an emergency, we knew this already, about bus drivers, remember? Well, now they're saying anybody with a commercial license, like anybody, please come and drive a bus. If you have a commercial license, just please, for the love of God, drive something.
There seems like there could be something wrong with that. You know what I mean?
I know.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you don't want just anyone hauling around.
Anytime you're forced to put out a cattle call for kids to be bussed, I don't know.
That's
about
how
that.
Desperate they are.
Yeah.
I mean, now, that's really bad.
And I mentioned this last week. There was a rumor floating, and it's headed that direction. This holiday season could be chaotic. It really could. Supply and demand. They're saying that for your kids, and there's nothing worse than a kid not getting the toy that he wants or whatever at Christmas. They're saying that toys this year are going to be, the shelves are going to be empty, basically. Yeah. If you don't get them now, you won't get them.
Yeah, and that's Lori, the girl that cuts my hair. She has two little ones, and she's like freaking out. And I'm like, I don't know if it's a thing to like make us buy. I don't know. I'm just so freaked out about everything right now. It's like,
I don't know. Here's what I think, though. Yeah. I think with what you experienced at the grocery store, even soda, you can't get cherry Coke anymore. I think it's a real thing.
I think it's absolutely
going to happen. Yeah. Now, is it a setup? Is it playing this way? I don't know. But it is going to happen.
The other big thing, just so you know what's going around at the hair salon, because I feel like that's what everybody talks about, is whatever's going on.
It's in the rumor mill.
The rumor mill is the Brian Landry Gabby situation.
Yeah.
That was a big spin yesterday while I was there in the chair. And everybody seems to think, I took a little survey around the room, all the chairs were full, whatever, and everybody thinks he's hiding. Nobody thinks he went into a swamp and was eaten by alligators.
No, I think he's alive. Yeah,
they all think he's alive, and they all think he's just hiding.
I think he's out of the country.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, I wish I would have had that one there. Yeah. Why didn't you come with me?
Well, I will next time.
Okay, because I didn't have really a spin. They're like, what do you think? And I was like, I don't know. I don't know where he is. And if I would have said out of the country.
No, but if knowing that you guys are sitting around talking about this dude that's in hiding and that big story that's out there and the lack of tampons on a shelf.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there next week.
Okay, good.
You tell me when that hair appointment is. Girl, or should I say girlfriend. I'll be there.
Okay, good.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, BJ, Carson, Schmidl, those three were just privy to the most parent conversation on the planet.
It was perfect.
Right? Was that just like two teenage parents just talk? So Kielbasa Man Mike comes in, right? And I was just like, hey, so I was talking about Men's Warehouse. It was a zoo because he has to find a shirt, whatever. I said, dude, you know what's really crazy is this corsage situation. I don't know where the heck I'm going to get a corsage. And I said, I've called every florist everywhere. And the corsage thing, because you have to get it to match the girl's dress, right? Well, no, I didn't tell him that part yet. So he looks at me and he goes, wait, let's back up a minute. Because, you know, I talk at 100 miles per hour, right? And we were just talking about homecoming because his son's going too. And he goes, so you're telling me corsages are hard to get? I go, yeah. I've called every florist that is in business and they're all overbooked. They're not building any more corsages. And he's like, oh God. I go, what? Kielbasa Man Mike. He goes, well, I was supposed to get one for my kid to give to his girlfriend, and I have not ordered it yet.
And it's tomorrow.
And it's tomorrow. Yeah.
Tomorrow. He needs it by tomorrow night.
The look, like, dumbfounded his face was priceless.
Right? And he goes, oh, God. And she's a nice girl. He's like, you know what? This is not my fault. It's my son's fault, because he knew he was supposed to order a long time ago, and then I just yelled at him yesterday and said, I'll just go get one. And then he goes like this. Now, is it supposed to match the girl's dress? I go, yes. What color's her dress? He goes, I don't know.
No. Is it because everybody has the same mentality that he has?
Yeah, we'll just get
it's
one.
It's a corsage.
Exactly.
How hard can it be?
Yeah, they just turn them out.
Yeah, because back in my day, the florist, it was called Nancy's Florist, and it was in Heron, Illinois, and she just had a stack of them ready to go. Now, she did do some different colors. She did like black and silver and gold ribbon, but the silver and the gold goes with anything, right?
Yeah.
And so it was a big refrigerator, and you just walked in and you grabbed one, and she had them ready to roll, but I don't know what's going on right now.
There's a lot of kids.
There's a lot of kids.
I feel like there's a shortage.
Yeah.
There's a lot out there.
I mean, think about it. My son's high school has over 2,000 kids.
Yeah.
2000.
And I think more so than it being, because last break we were talking about the shortage with liquor and all the things that are out there. I don't think that's the case here. I think that just everybody thinks to themselves, like you and Kabasabi and Mike, that it's a corsage. How hard can it be? I mean, we all walk into a King Supers or a Safeway or whatever, and what do you see in the at the very beginning? Flowers.
Exactly.
Yep. Tons of flowers and balloons. Flowers and balloons. Balloons. There can't be a shortage there.
Exactly. And cakes.
Exactly.
And cakes.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the cakes are starting to dwindle.
They are?
Yes.
Why? What happened?
I went to get a cake a couple of weeks ago.
You did?
And, yeah. And the selection was very limited, Jamie.
Can I give you some advice for different... This is the best thing I've ever done in my life. And I'm not even kidding. All right. So, you know, you're going to have like different spirit days when your kid gets older and older. And one of them is going to be crazy hair day. Can I just give you a recommendation to every parent on the planet?
Sure.
You go to King Supers and get the cake toppers and you put them in your kid's hair.
What do you mean? The cake toppers are
like you know, they do different cakes. Like they do like a circus scene. They do like bulldozers.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
So
okay.
You can get all the really light different things because they have to sit on cake and they won't collapse it.
Gotcha.
And then you just get that that eyelash glue and you stick it in your kid's hair and you win every
that's
year.
That's hilarious. So you have like an elephant sitting on a ball.
Yes.
Right on your
right
kid's
on his
head.
Kid's
that's
head.
Hilarious.
Yeah, and you totally win crazy hair day. Just saying. somebody said King Supers and Safeway have a very low amount, but they have a couple of pre-made in the coolers. I saw two. Oh my God.
So you won't get a custom one, but you can maybe snag a pre-made one.
I gotta go to King Supers and get in the cooler.
Yeah.
And add some ribbon.
Rummage around.
Oy, oy, oy.
Yeah, you just need to talk her into wearing a dress that matches any color.
Exactly. Could you have 10 dresses available, right?
I'll call you when I find my corsage.
Somebody said, here's what's happening. Wedding season is crazy this year because the pandemic pushed everybody to this year. So florists are absolutely scrambling.
I mean, that is true. I went to 4 weddings this summer.
Yeah?
It's insane.
That's true. You did. I forgot about that. Do you have to, let me ask you something, because we rented a suit from freaking Men's Warehouse. It was $250 to rent a suit.
Man.
Which is ridiculous, because to me, you just go to Kohl's and buy a suit for
I feel like you could buy it for that.
Yeah, for $300.
Yeah, you might as well buy it.
Listen, this is, I have a lot of issues about that whole thing. The dad did it, and don't get me started. I was like, you know you can just buy him a suit, right? At Kohl's for like $300?
I feel like you might have some resentment.
You make it sound like Dumb and Dumber. I picture him driving a dog car. Swear.
I know. All right, anyway, do you have to rent all those suits and tuxedos?
So we went to, I've only been in one wedding that we actually had a tux, that I had to wear a tux, and it was rented by the groom.
That's
so
nice.
That was nice. But all the other ones, like one groom bought us all the groomsmen our suits, which is cool.
Wow.
Another one, this past one, we just did, he just bought us the pants. And then we just did suspenders.
Okay,
so
that's cool.
So it was
cool.
A good look. But yeah, I mean, most of the weddings,
expensive.
It's all, we all bought suits.
All right, so one thing I want to do, you know, I've had different ideas for reality shows, you guys?
Yeah.
Well, my new reality show is The Wayward Groom at Men's Warehouse. There were about 4 groomsmen in a Men's Warehouse just being bitched at by the brides.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I was laughing so hard because these men did not want to be there, and they're like, and they would pick out like goofy things like Hawaiian colors and stuff, and the wife was like, I am not even going to marry you if you think that's appropriate. And they were miserable.
You got to figure, that's a marriage that's not going to last, is it?
Yeah,
I mean, if you're fighting inside Men's Warehouse already,
they're not even going to make it down the aisle.
No, it was so sad. And then there was this one kid, I felt so bad for him. His dad was like a Flight for Life helicopter guy or something, and he was in there with his poor son, and they were sold out of, he was a tall dude, and so he put on a pair of pants. And the people at Men's Warehouse were like, he walked out, this kid, he's a very handsome teenager, and they're like, so you heard about the rain? And the poor kid's just standing there like, what? And they're like, yeah, you know, the river's overflowing. And he's like, what? And they're like, those are high waters.
Wait, they were making fun of him?
Yeah, it's like the only joke that Men Warehouse has.
And I'll be like, if I'm him, I'll be like, you put these.
Exactly.
You put me in these pants.
I felt bad for his dad. Had no clue what was going on. I go, listen, everybody's a comedian here. Just go back in the dressing room. And then my son comes out. He goes, Mom, who are you talking to? I'm like, this poor child.
Mom's making friends out here, okay?
Right? God. Everybody, in whatever industry you have, everybody has that one joke, right? Men's Warehouse is the flood's coming. It was a nightmare. Anyway, Jessica Rabbit. I know this is old news, but real quick, let's just hit on it. And I guess they're taking away Jessica Rabbit's implants.
Yeah, the cleavage is gone.
Yeah, what? They're putting her in a trench coat. Jessica Rabbit, and she's no longer, because she has a ride at like Universal or whatever. And I guess they took her, she was tied to the back of the car that you rode in.
Yeah.
And I guess they untied her and they took her off.
Yeah, it's not very fair. I think kids today should grow up with the same Jessica Rabbit I had.
Yeah, that was my first crush when I was a kid.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I even thought she was sexy when I was little. I was like, whoa, those are some knockers.
Yeah.
Those were nice.
What was she from? The Dick Tracy series? Wasn't it?
Roger Rabbit.
Yeah. Roger Rabbit.
Oh, Roger Rabbit.
Yeah,
Rabbit.
Yeah. I'm like, I only know her from a movie. The Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I guess they're taking away her boobies and they're putting her in a trench coat and now she's a detective and she's not like a damsel in distress anymore. She won't be tied to the back of a car.
So she's like Carmen Sandiego.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's lame.
Listen.
It's the world we live in. It's changing,
it's
folks.
It's not okay to have Jessica Rabbit all. Nope. Look at me. I'm the first cartoon character you ever thought about bopping.
So she was all hoochied out.
Yeah, she was.
And now look at her. It's boring.
That's so sad. All right, so that's happening. The other thing that I wanted to tell you is that Anderson Cooper is telling some really weird stories about his mom. Anderson Cooper, in case you don't know, was an entitled, privileged child. He is on CNN. I think he's very likable. A lot of people don't like him. I like him. But his mom was Gloria Vanderbilt, the queen of jeans in the 80s. It had the little swan on it, all that stuff. My sister used to wear those. And I was like, why does she think that yellow swan is cool? I don't know, but she does.
It was big.
My sister was a huge fan of them. And Anderson Cooper was talking about when his mom was 85 years old, she sat him down and said, I want to carry your child. Not to be inseminated by him, obviously, but she wanted him to go and find an egg donor and inseminate the egg and then have it placed in her at 85.
It's bizarre.
It's the most bizarre. Why is he telling us this?
I have no idea. I mean, did it happen? Probably. Yeah. I think they were pretty wacky.
I agree. She was eccentric.
She really was.
Oh, my gosh. She was over the top. I mean, if you ever saw in her apartment, not only did her, like, bedspread or comforter match, it matched the curtains. Then the carpet also had the same pattern. Yeah. And then the teapot service had the same pattern.
Oh, wow.
I mean, she was over the top about everything.
And I also think there was something a little nutty about her, too.
Well, yeah.
I mean, she never really lived in the world that we live in.
Of course not.
You know
not,
what I mean?
No.
I mean, as you said, I mean, it was an entitled world she lived in.
It was the Vanderbilts.
Yeah, so it was completely just rich. Rich.
Yeah.
And I believe she said it, but you're right. Why would he come out and say that about his mom? I mean, she's gone.
I feel like just it's a little disparaging.
Yeah.
You know, because he called her bat-ass crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. She's.
I don't think they had a good relationship, did they?
I don't think so.
Yeah, no. I think it was really bad.
Yeah.
Maybe that's his way of getting back to her after her death.
I guess. Because he has a child now, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
I don't know.
Wyatt. He has a child named Wyatt. All right, anyway, moving on, let me just tell you a couple other stories. Hey, Schmidel, you'll know this answer, and I think, Carson, you do too. Are you a gamer, Carson?
No.
Then maybe
I just looked it up.
Oh, you did? Because I was asking him off the air about Fortnite.
Yeah.
Fortnite and Apple are not, like, getting along or something.
No,
what happened?
They're tied up in a lawsuit right now. It's because Apple didn't want Fortnite, so Fortnite was directing people or gamers to another website to purchase all the skins, everything like that.
Yeah.
And Apple wanted them to go to the App Store and not go
on a third party
away. Yeah.
So they wanted to keep a monopoly. So that's, they said that Apple and Fortnite won't get along for years and years and years.
Yeah, it's not going to be settled for a long time. Yeah. And they've been going at it for a while.
Yeah, it's been months. Yeah. They've been court.
Quite a while.
Anyway, so that's still going on, I guess. That was making news. I don't know why I told you that, but it was in the news. So I thought, hey, speaking of big boobs and Jessica Rabbit, Billie Eilish said she's lost 100,000 followers because people don't like big boobs.
I don't buy that.
This is the weirdest statement ever.
I don't buy that at all. Do you?
No. She said that when she came out all sexy time, that she lost 100,000. She wasn't sexy even. She was at the Met Ball, and yeah, she was dressed to kill. She looked amazing, and nobody realized she had big tatas.
Yeah.
And she said so 100,000 people unfollowed her.
Doesn't make sense.
Well, she's saying that people think, I guess some of her followers,
yeah,
think that she's starting to sell out.
Oh, is that what it
and
is?
And she's trying to, you know, she's got something to say now, and she's trying to be something that she's not.
But look at all the other people that you'll gain because of the big boobs.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you're not going to lose more than what you're going to gain, I wouldn't think, right? I mean, the entire system of social media following is based on boobs.
It is?
Everybody's getting... Oh, everybody gets the followers if you've got the boobs, right?
Will you grab my... Here's my camera.
All right.
I didn't know this, so let me just...
That's the key to success.
That's the answer, man.
That's the answer?
The more boob pictures you put up there, the more followers you get.
Let me see if that's true.
I mean, that is true in a lot of cases.
All right, let me just... Hold on, let me see.
What do you think Britney Spears does every week?
Hold on, let me just pull this down.
There you go.
Okay.
That's a good angle. Yeah. There you go. That works.
Yeah. Wait. Gotta get the. Oh yeah.
Jamie, by the time you get back here on Monday,
yeah,
you won't be able to handle all the followers you're gonna have. You're gonna have millions.
You're gonna be flooded.
God.
Yeah.
Can I tell you the funniest part?
What?
Is it was just my arm bent like this, and it looks like a butt.
Nobody's gonna know.
But it looks. Shh. Or look. So bend your arm like this and push the skin together. It looks like two boobs.
Yeah. Nobody's gonna know. We're good.
I'm gonna totally do that.
Yeah.
Oh, look, Schmidl just followed me.
Hey, you creep.
All right, there you go. Tablet dress.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. Schmidl, we don't really need a big, elaborate opening for G-Man. He's a friend of ours.
Well, can I just tell you something, though? This is never about who we're actually having on. This is about Schmidl being so excited that he gets to do something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. So we thought that G-Man, being a guy that's really plugged in when it comes to, you know, people around town, including the Denver Broncos and stuff, we thought, you know, it's opening weekend here for the first home game of the season. Maybe get him on the line and talk about the Broncos just a little bit here and nothing else. Just have some fun. And then Schmidl comes in and says, hey, man, I've created this great opening for you for a G-Man segment.
It's fantastic.
Okay, can we hear it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, wait a minute. First of all, that's stolen.
Yeah.
And copyright.
That's stolen and copyrighted Fox Television, okay? All right. That's the first mistake.
But it's football.
It's time for Alice 105.9 Bronco Talk with BJ and the G-Man.
Just BJ? Wait a minute. So BJ, just BJ and G-Man, just what?
Jamie's like the biggest Bronco fan on this show.
It's just two guys? What are you, a sexist pig?
I'm sorry?
What the hell was that? Is my name not on the show?
Oh, man.
I was just thinking.
Oh, just two dudes. Oh, just two dudes. Two guys with no boobs.
Yeah.
Two wieners just slinging it around going, yeah, Bronco talk. Because we got wieners. That's right.
Schmidl.
Yeah.
Oh.
That might be the best you've ever done.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
I mean, that is absolutely phenomenal. That is I love it. You know what? I wasn't
You're
a big fan, but now.
It's time for Alice 105.9 Bronco Talk with BJ and the G-Man.
Ought not be the best you've ever done.
Okay, well, then I'm leaving. Everybody have a good day. Bye-bye. See you later. If you really believe that, I'm out.
There's G-Man.
Jamie.
What are you doing, G-Man?
I want to continue the Jessica Rabbit conversation.
I'm not even here.
You know what? I could picture a Jessica Rabbit fan. I really could, G-Man.
Oh, no, no. Jessica Rabbit, Lola Bunny, Playboy Bunnies. I'm into the rabbit thing. I want Jamie back.
Yeah, no, just two men talking football. Yeah.
Two men swinging.
Yeah.
Swinging football. Jamie thinks that the Broncos could be a letdown this weekend.
Oh, my God. No way. Listen. Listen, if the Broncos lose to the Jets, then I'll walk in my G-string right across the parking lot right in front of the window out there.
See?
I wouldn't have said that out loud.
South Syracuse.
Okay. All right. We're saving the audio because here's what my theory is. All right. We're two in, right? We're looking really good. We're looking solid. This seems like what you said. Such an easy win. You'll wear a G-string. Well, that's when people start to get sloppy is when they're so confident that they don't go for it because they don't want to get injured over a dumb team, stuff like that. They don't try as hard as they could. And then all of a sudden, boom.
Famous last words.
Now, I'm just telling you that the bottom line with this team this year is it's a different mentality. They're not taking anything for granted. They're not taking anybody lightly. Plus, the Jets suck, Jamie. I mean, they're the worst team in the league.
I know. That's what my point is.
But they got a quarterback. They got a quarterback that's a turnover machine. He threw four picks against New England last week. He's got a completion percentage like around 50%. I mean, he's a rookie quarterback, and Vic Fangio on the defense. They're just going to make it hell on this guy. But there's no way they're going to lose.
But like you brought up, rabbits, did you ever hear the story about the turtle and the tortoise and the rabbit? Tortoise and the hare?
Yeah.
It's the same story. We all assume the hare was going to win.
And we all know, G. And look, we're pulling for the Broncos. Don't get us wrong here. I mean, we're fans. We love them. But we all know that in the NFL, anybody can win on any given week.
Except the Jets. Listen, I know the old theory, and yeah, anybody can win on Sunday, but this is the Jets. They're playing in Denver. It's the first, full capacity crowd in a couple of years. I mean, fans are going to be jacked. The team's going to be jacked. And the Broncos' defense is great. They got the best secondary in the league. They're going to pick this guy apart. I mean, they're going to blitz this guy, Zach Wilson. He's going to be running for his life all day. He could throw three or four picks. It's going to be an easy win for the Broncos, honestly. Next week, the following week against Baltimore is a different story.
All right, we'll see.
But we got to get through this one, and they will.
So Spadil has a game plan this week. Spadil says he's going to go down to the stadium. He's going to participate in every pre-game, the tailgating that he can, try to get all the freebies he can.
All the swag.
And then see after the first quarter if he can find a ticket for $50.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's
he able to do that. I mean, he's just going to pound beers with all the tailgaters and then try and find a ticket.
He's going to beg for beers.
Well, he might get invited in by somebody. Somebody might give him the ticket if he's going to do that.
Yeah, because somebody never, when you're after your tailgating, you're like, where'd Jim go? And they're like, he's passed out in the motorhome.
Someone's going to drink too much. Not going to be able to make it in.
Hey, give Schmidl Jim's ticket. He's not going to get it.
Exactly.
All right, G-Man, good talking to you, buddy. Thank you.
Great to talk to you guys. Talk to you next week. Go Broncos. Jets suck.
BJ and Jamie.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is the first set of numbers or the second set of numbers on this deposit slip, which one's the routing number?
Let me see. I'll tell you. Hang on. Your routing number is going to be the last set of numbers.
Okay.
Right?
All right. I don't know.
I think it's the first, and then the count number is the second set.
I don't know.
6-3. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm overdue on a few things in my life. And they need me to set up an automatic pay schedule.
Yeah.
And I don't have any checks, so all I have is this damn deposit slip. So.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, did anybody find me a corsage?
No, I don't know.
Anybody,
I didn't see any.
Anybody, corsages?
I think you're out of luck on that one.
Corsage. I didn't see a lot of...
Need some corsages.
I didn't see a lot of takers on that one.
Oh, my God.
All right, get your lottery tickets for the weekend. You want to win big? It could be the weekend that you become a millionaire.
I know. This is the day. Tomorrow's the day.
Could be.
Yeah. So if you don't see me on Monday, that's because I bought a yacht.
Same.
Powerball over a half a billion. I said it with a B. $1 billion. $500 million. And then the state lottery itself is $11 million, so go ahead and get them. All right,
all right, sounds good. I'm excited. Yep, it's homecoming weekend for a lot of high schools. Even our boss's son is having homecoming weekend, so a lot of us are on our way to football games tonight.
Ooh, yeah.
It's a big football weekend.
You're going to see a lot out for dinners.
Yep, yep.
Various restaurants. Sure. You'll see a bunch of, you know, kiddos.
And then I know Carson is going to 21 Pilots.
Yeah, tomorrow night. I'm pumped.
And then he's going to a VIP suite at Temple.
Yeah.
Temple. Is that a strip club?
No, it's no.
No, it's actually he's Jewish. Oh. And he's going to Temple.
Oh. Yeah, so they have a VIP section.
So it's kind of like a Jewish communion, huh?
Yeah, yeah, that's what he's doing, yeah. Yeah, so it's a big weekend.
I'm going to be completely sober until like 2 a.m. on Saturday night.
I actually heard about his weekend because he is going to 21 Pilots and then he's going to the nightclub Temple. And so I actually just now gave him a list of everything that you should eat to protect your liver.
It's perfect time.
Nuts, olive oil, coffee.
Make sure you're drinking a lot of water to everyone that's going out.
Yeah.
As soon as you get home at night, drink water before you pass out.
Broccoli, that was on the list.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. So I'm just trying to protect his liver because those are hard transplants to get.
Yeah. It really is. You got to get on a list, I hear.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy. Again, be safe. Don't drink and drive. And we'll see you back here on Monday. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.